You Are More, a podcast to inspire vision, hope, passion, and enlightenment to help facilitate and move you forward in all that you are called and created to both do and be on this earth. You are more. Welcome to my podcast, You Are More. I'm your host, Amy, and I am really excited to be with you guys today. We are going to talk about the number one way to kill your dream. But first, I want to just make an announcement. We launched our first ever Zoom Bible study. It's a four-week Bible study, so if you missed it this morning, hop on. There's still time to hop on the next 3 weeks. It's via Zoom. It's 6 a.m. Central Standard Time. And my only request is please turn your camera on. I have to see the beautiful faces. Also, I am going to be opening up a You Are More Facebook page just for the people listening to my Facebook or listening to my podcast that they can engage with me there. I can put some content there. So be looking for that here in the next 30 days. And then also, I just want to thank you guys. I just got new stats on my podcast and it came out last week that my podcast is a top 3% podcast on Apple. And so I'm thrilled about that. I'm super thrilled about it. And I couldn't be there if it weren't for you guys listening. So I appreciate you listening to it. I appreciate you sharing it. I appreciate so much when you reach out to me and give me feedback and you comment about something. Just the engagement really matters to me. So I'm honored that you listen. I'm honored that you spend your time listening. I don't take your time. I know it's valuable. So I really, really appreciate it and just wanted to let you know that. So back to the number one way to kill a dream, to a number one way to not see your dream ever come to fruition. You're not going to believe what it is, guys. First of all, let's think about this. Think about, when do your dreams typically occur? As a child, you start to dream about what your life could look like. I've noticed it even with my own kids, what they're talking about, what they want to be when they grow up, you know, those kinds of conversations. Sometimes, I mean, it's changed from someone who works at a gas station to someone who works at Chick-fil-A, to a doctor, to a teacher. Like it's moving all over the world, to an architect, to a pancake flipper. I mean, it's literally moves all over. But here's the thing. Think about the big dreams you used to have as a kid. Think about those dreams when you wanted to play professional sports. You wanted to make massive impact. You wanted to travel the world. You wanted to have a big business. You wanted to do so many things. Think about as a kid that feeling. Think about how you felt when you thought about those things. And then think about this. To me, the kryptonite to your dreams is telling your dream. Sharing your dreams with someone who doesn't have capacity for your dreams. And I say that this starts at a childhood age because we do it as parents. And it's something that I'm really working on trying not to do is, well, like when someone says, hey, I want to play in the NBA. Well, you know, a lot of kids don't make it. Why would you tell your kids that? To help set them up so that they don't ever push forward because most likely they won't make it? Well, it is a true statement, right? That is a true fact. What did it just do? It was a wet blanket on their dream. Think about how many dreams have gone to the grave. How many dreams live in the cemetery? How many books weren't written? How many businesses were not opened? How many songs weren't created? How many bands not created? Like, just think about all the things that people literally went to their grave with their dreams because they prematurely spoke about. So that's as a kid, right? But as an adult, do you dare to dream anymore? Do you dare to take the veil of where you're at today and say, I'm going to dream. I'm going to dream big. I have a big God with a big purpose on this earth. I'm going to dream big. I'm going to take the limitations off. We are in the greatest transitional time. I sat with people yesterday and I thought, transition and massive disruption and change is happening across the board, all over, in everything. And it's the most opportune time to literally lead in areas that have never been led for before. It's the most opportune time to create massive change. It's the most opportune time to shift things in a completely different direction and take the lead on it. Be the creative. Take the lead on it. Do it. But think about this. I want you to do this. I want you to get serious about something. Time is your greatest asset, right? We all have the same amount of time. What we pack into that time frame is, it matters. Time is, it's my most valuable asset. It's the thing that I have the hardest time giving up is time, right? But when you think about that, and you think about your dreams, and you think about, let me sit down and just write it out. Guys, there's a lot of power in sitting there and to get a journal out and just start to dream. And when I say start to dream, don't dream with limitation. Don't dream with what are they going to think. Don't dream with impossibility. Don't dream with the concept of, oh, what about the money? Oh, what about this? What about that? What about the lack of security? What about the fact I could fail? What if this is a dumb idea? What if I'm not qualified to do it? All of those things. I want you to take those things off the table. Okay? And I want you to start to dream. Give yourself permission to dream again. Maybe you've gone through a divorce. Maybe you've gone through a health crisis. Maybe you've gone through a setback. Maybe you've gone through a bankruptcy. Maybe you've gone through a life gate that literally knocked you to the curb and you're having to get your focus back. Here's the thing I can tell you guys. Take the time to sit down and journal it out. Some of your greatest possibilities of moving forward are found in the pages. You'll find it so interesting to see the themes that keep coming through the pages. Because the original intent for you on this earth has never changed. You came to this earth with a big purpose and a big God. You came completely equipped with everything necessary to complete all that you were supposed to complete. Everything you have need of, you already have on the inside of you. You may have to grow it a little bit. You have to develop it. You have to take some action towards it. But if you'll journal it out, if you'll just sit with paper and pen and literally free flow it, my dream, let it be a crazy dream. I always say this, God is not in our comfort zones. He doesn't need to be in our comfort zones because we got it. We think we do anyway, right? That's not where we see God at. We see God when we have a God-sized dream that there's absolutely no possibility that we could fulfill anything that that dream would demand of us without his favor, his blessing, and his provision over it. His involvement, a God involvement, a kingdom involvement. Like, dream that big. Let go of the comparison. In our Western civilization, we're so into, I just want to have 3 cars, and I want to have a brand new house, and I want to have this and this and this. But what do you want to do to make a difference on this earth? That's the stuff that really drives the boat. That's the stuff that'll really get you out of bed. A new house, awesome. Guess what? A month after you're in it, you're like, okay, now what's up? What's next? A new car, great. I'm glad you enjoy it. But guess what? That is fleeting also. You just spin it around a few times, you get a ding on it, and you're like, oh man, what the heck? But literally, the things that move the needle in your life, the dreams that move the needle in your life are way bigger than just materialism. What impact do you want to make, and how do you want to do it? What method, what strategy, what thing do you see need of? Maybe it's in a medical center. Maybe it's a medical center in a foreign country. Maybe it's an orphanage. Maybe it's, guys, think differently. Think bigger. Right now, when everything's rocking and rolling, we see so many opportunity to think differently. And here's what I know. Wayne Dyer always says, when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. So if I know I'm on this earth to make an impact, and I know that I've come completely equipped with everything that I need to fulfill everything I'm called to fulfill, it might need some development, but it's all there. All the goods are intact, right? Then where do I go with my dream board? Where do I go with it? So in order to fulfill those dreams, right, first of all, you have to get them out on paper and look at them. Think on them. Like, I always think that when the dream is big enough, right, the dream is big enough, that is not a time to go share it with people. When you get a big dream, you know, God gives dreams to individuals. He doesn't give them to teams. He doesn't give them to the masses. He drops a dream on an individual. Now, it'll take a team and a lot of people to carry it through, but the actual dream is for one person. That dream gets dropped on you, okay? So when you have that dream, that is not the time to go share it with people. If you go share it with people, first of all, here's what you're going to meet with. You're going to bump up against their capacity. You're going to bump up against their limitations. You're going to bump up against familiarity. Oh, I know you. You're not that special. I don't know what you're thinking. You're going to bump up against those things. So you're going to have to hold it tight. I have a dream that I've had in my heart since I've been like 5 years old. It's a vision I have in my head. When I walk through a health situation, it was the vision that got me up. When I've walked through difficulty, when I've walked through challenge, when I've walked through setback, it's the thing that keeps me going. And you know what? I've shared it with like two people. And they are two people that are really in alignment. And I've never shared it with anybody else. And at some point in time, I'll need to share because it's going to take more people and they're going to have to see the vision, right? But for now, what am I doing with it? I'm massaging it. I'm staring at it. I'm looking at it. I'm thinking about what's it going to feel like when I get there? What's it going to feel like when I see that? Oh, it's going to be worth all the price I paid. All the countless hours of stressing about it. All the commitment, the money spent on self-development and personal development, the commitment to just get up every day and be disciplined, the commitment to keep showing up, the commitment to keep putting one foot in front of the other. I'm talking to you guys. You guys, if you listen to this podcast, you're dreamers, you're achievers, you're doers, you're goers. You're called to something different. You're not average. You're not normal. You're not mediocre, right? That's not who you are. But think about that. Think about the dreams that you have, the deepest desires that you have. Do not share them until they are ready to be birthed. Don't share them because literally familiarity breeds contempt. I'll never forget when I was getting ready to launch a podcast. This podcast actually, right? It was a few years ago. And I remember talking to someone about it that I thought would be like a cheerleader for me. And they weren't. And they didn't mean to. Maybe it was an off day for them. Maybe it was a day that they were feeling down or they didn't think anything was possible. And they made a statement to me. And I literally walked away and I'm like, maybe I should scrap it. Yeah, what am I thinking? Who would listen to this? Wow. And I would have walked away from it. I did walk away discouraged. But I would have walked away from it entirely if I didn't have something on the inside of me that I kept seeing it. I kept focusing on it, right? It was past the baby stages, but it was still very vulnerable. Guys, your dreams come in stages. There's that dream stage of infancy where it's just exciting to you. Well, if you start talking to people about your dreams when they're in the infancy stage and you're excited about it, you got the idea, you got the technique, you know how you're going to do it. Guys, as you speak that out into the atmosphere, it loses energy and it meets with their discouragement. It might meet with their lack of belief that it can be done. It might meet with their doubt and literally the dream never takes flight. I'll never forget this. I had an idea one day. And I walked into my office and I just started sharing it with everybody. And I was so pumped about it. And then I left my office and I went and started sharing it with some friends of mine. And I was like really excited about it. And by the time I got home that night, I was like, man, I don't have any excitement about it anymore. What was I thinking? Yeah, that was kind of a dumb idea. Wow, that's an impossibility. And now I look at it and I think, what it would have happened if I would have executed on that? If I would have just kept it to myself, taken the action steps I needed to, I can tell you it would have changed the trajectory of multiple things. It's just one of those things that I'm not even going to talk about what exactly it was because it's still kind of brewing in the background. It just doesn't have the energy that it had the day I brought it forth. And the timing is off now. There's a good possibility it'll never come to fruition because timing is critical. So I can't say it enough. Don't share your dreams. It's the biggest dream killer out there. Most people don't have capacity for your dreams. Most people weren't given your dream. Because it's an individualized thing, they can't possibly really get behind and support it. You don't need their opinions. And I say that even in a parenting situation right now. Don't be the dream killer. I'm flipping the script. I'm like, keep your dreams to yourself. Keep those sacred things secret, right? Until you're ready to actually unfold them and unveil them because it's so strong on the inside of you. That's the only time to share a dream. And even then, it has to be with the right people. Nothing evaporates quicker than a dream thrown out there with great energy so enthusiastically to the wrong audience, to the wrong people, to the people that have a capacity level that's just not there, or they're not built the same way as you are. So I'm not saying that you don't ever share a dream. I'm just saying you have to be super cautious about who you share a dream with. And there's very, very, very few people that can handle your dream. That's the truth. Because God doesn't give ordinary sized dreams. He doesn't give, hey, my dream is, check all the boxes. Here's my 401k. Here's my house. Here's my, you know, my double income. Here's my, you know, multiple cars. Here's my, he doesn't do like the average thing. He's so much bigger in what he wants to fulfill through you. And when you really start to think about that, it creates like a, I must do this kind of a thing. I must do it. It's not a, hey, that'd be a good idea. There's something deep on the inside that knows you must fulfill something bigger than just satisfying your own needs. This is what I know. Don't share the dream. Keep it secret. And while it's written out, keep writing it out. Keep writing the vision. The Bible says, write the vision, make it plain. Write the vision, make it plain, that he may run that readeth it. Okay, so here's the thing. You got to glance at your circumstances, but you got to stare at your dream. Glance at where you're at right now. Glance at it. Take account for where you're at. But stare at that dream. Stare at it every day. Stare at the dream. Think on the dream. Think about how it's going to feel when you see yourself walking in that dream. And every single day, put one action step to it. One. It might be the most minute action step, but I'm telling you, every action creates a reaction. Every action creates a reaction. Every action creates a reaction. Remember that. Everything I do creates a reaction. Everything I say creates a reaction. Every reaction creates a reaction. Interesting, isn't it, guys? You're like, yeah, it makes sense. So every action step you take creates a reaction. Everything you do creates something else. So take the action step. Every action creates a reaction. So when I'm talking about your dreams and pursuing those dreams, hold them close. The next thing is that when it gets to a certain stage, you're going to have to reach out to other people that have already maybe walked in some path like that, where you seek counsel. I always believe in coaching. I coach people and I believe in coaching. I have multiple coaches and I've had multiple coaches for the past decade. And I can tell you, it's been a game changer to me. Because they see from a 30,000 foot perspective, they're not in my daily, they're not knowing me personally, they're not knowing me so intimately that they know my weaknesses, they see that kind of stuff, but literally they have a different perspective of who I am, right? And they see from a different perspective and they see from a bigger vision and a bigger view. And those people are really critical to have around your life. That is, you need dream keepers and you need dream encouragers, right? So keep it secret. Get around people when you're ready to really move forward with it. The right people that have capacity, the right people that aren't going to be jealous of the dream, right? They're not going to try to knock you down with it. They're going to try to support your dream. And then they're going to try to elevate it. They'll try to push you forward. Because there are times when people share their dreams with me and I'm like, oh, I can open a path for you. I'm happy to open a door for you. Guys, the dream shared with the right person creates opportunity and access, right? So it's critical that you share it with the right people. You just can't share it prematurely and you can't share it with the wrong. So think about this. Next time, this next week, take the opportunity, sit down, journal it out, take the limitations completely off. You know, as a child, you've always had a reoccurring theme as a dream. And you say, well, I'm too old. It'll never happen. Take that off. Throw that off the table, right? You know, there's a verse in scripture that says, I'll restore to you the years the locusts have stolen. And sometimes I think that the stolen years are the wasted years, the times that we didn't move forward. We just kind of hung out. We didn't make progress. Those are wasted years. I'll restore to you the years the locusts have stolen, the wasted years, the spent years that weren't progressing. I'll restore them. So I want you to speak that over your life. I have supernatural restoration, and I've given an ability to supernaturally move forward with my dreams and my visions quickly, right? The right people can move the needle for you. Access to the right people is so critical. So if you put the vision out there and you start to think on it and you review it every day, you stare at that dream every day until that dream becomes you. And then you get the right people around you that'll support the dream, that'll encourage the dream, that'll give you different perspective on the dream. And then action step, action step, action step, action step. That's the way to manifest the dream. And here's what I can tell you. You have to be prepared that discouragement will hit you. The Bible says, be not weary in well-doing. When you're doing something, whether it's launching a podcast, a book, writing a song, building a house, building a business, everything takes longer than you think it's going to take and costs more than you think it's going to cost. And if you just go in knowing that you're in for the long haul, you're going to do the daily discipline, you're going to get in there, you're going to pursue it, you're going to make it happen, that it's a must for you to make happen on this earth. It's not just it'd be great if it happened. It's a must happen. When you get that must happen, that changes everything. This must happen. This dream must come to life. This must happen. And you so identify with it on the inside, watch out. Lights out. Doors will open. People will show up. Provision will appear. But the dream's got to be big. No one's inspired by small dreams. Part of life is that when you have big dreams, it moves you out of smallness. It moves you out of the mundane. You can do the mundane with joy because you know it's just all building for a bigger future and a bigger purpose. That's how you can have joy in the now, which I think is really critical, is to have joy in the now. You can have joy in the now because you know that every day you're putting your hand to the plow, so to speak. You're moving something forward every day that's attached to a bigger why for your life. A bigger why. A bigger why for your life. When you move the needle, even so slightly, to the why in your life, to that big why, life comes into you. The Bible says he who has an abundant eye increases. And so when I think about an abundant eye, I'm thinking I can celebrate other people's victories. I can celebrate their wins. I can look at things and not look at it as lack. I can flip the narrative, so to speak, right? I can view through the lens of opportunity and not, oh, I'm a victim. This won't change. You can flip the narrative. But when you view it through that, the narrative is flipped and I'll possess it all and I must possess it. You're like a dog with a stake. You're not letting that thing go. You are going to push it all the way to the end. And guess what? Provision will appear for you. So if you have a dream, pencil it out. Let go of the limitation. Keep it, hold it secret until the right time. God will bring the right people to you that'll help propel it forward. Because a God dream demands a team. But the dream comes to an individual. So carry it. Carry it close to your heart. Pray over it. Speak over it. Think on it. Dream on it. The right people will appear and the provision will as well. But again, remember this. Don't say it too soon. Cheering you on always, guys. I'm always cheering you on. I love to listen to dreamers and people that are going places and doing things. And if I could ever be that source for you, if I can ever help you guys in any way, if just be a sounding board to your dream, I'm happy to do that. But know this, you're on this earth for more. You truly, truly, truly are more. A big God, a big purpose, and you make an absolute epic dream come true. So cheering you on, you are more. If you like this, share it with a friend. Give me a 5-star review. I would love an opportunity to talk with you, engage with you on some level. So thanks so much, guys, and I appreciate you. Have a great day.